I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Louisiana congressman whose re-election is threatened by a cheating scandal is putting his marriage front and center in the campaign. Republican U.S. Representative Vance McAllister released his first TV ad in the 5th District race on Monday, prominently featuring his wife, Kelly. In the 30-second spot, McAllister describes his wonderful Christian wife, while his wife described feeling blessed because her husband owns up to his mistakes. The pair never talks directly about McAllister's infidelity in the ad, but it's the obvious undertone. In office less than a year, McAllister's re-election is uncertain after a security video leaked in April showed him kissing a married former staffer who was not his wife. Republican leaders called on McAllister to resign, but he refused. He faces 8 challengers on the November 4th ballot. Photograph was captured this weekend of Senator Mary Landrieu helping an LSU fan perform a keg stand prior to Saturday night's game. The picture has Landrieu holding the spigot of a keg to the mouth of the fan who is being hoisted up by his feet while consuming beer. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonet says it's another distraction for the Landrieu campaign to deal with.
We've had the airplane charges by her campaign, taxpayers paying for it instead of her. Her residency and now this.
Pinsonet says Landrieu's campaign's message is that she plays an important role for Louisiana because of her seniority and chairmanship of the Senate Energy Committee, but instead she's had to address her residency, improperly charged charter flights, and now this.
Those are all events or incidences that take away from the image she's trying to portray. It's like she keeps stumbling.
Landrieu's in a tough re-election battle against Congressman Bill Cassidy and retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis. 2 Republican activists reportedly sent out the pictures, but Pinsonet says Landrieu's supporters will say no big deal that she helped a man perform a keg stand. Revenue Secretary Tim Barfield says delinquent taxpayers seeking to take advantage of Louisiana's latest amnesty period will be allowed to pay their back-owed debts through an installment plan. Barfield hopes offering that new option will help generate more interest in the amnesty program, which needs to drum up $100 million to keep this year's state budget in balance. The tax amnesty runs from October 15th through November 14th, offering people the ability to settle tax debts with half the interest and no penalties charged. Louisiana brought in $452 million from a similar amnesty last year, but Barfield told the Baton Rouge Press Club that expectations should be lowered this time. He says the remaining delinquent taxes are harder to collect. This is KEDM News.